Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
That's right. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Nice thing about that. You know, again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll there. You also got some great stories up there. Read them. Like them. Oh, don't forget to donate. Yeah, there's a donate button there, too, as well. As you know, social media has made it almost impossible for us to make any money online. They love just squelching our message, pushing us back, not allowing it to get out. Just amazing. Anyway, hey, you heard today, right, that, God, I love this. Multiple members of Congress were arrested during an abortion protest near the Supreme Court. Now, the thing I love about this, again, what are the lawmakers, the ones who make the laws, that they're protesting against their own laws, aren't they? If they really want to change it, they really want to make a difference, why don't they do their jobs, get off their butts, and actually make a change? Right? Come on, seriously. It goes back to, what are we teaching these kids? What are we teaching these people in school? You know, the protest, everybody got all excited. The protests of the 60s weren't about these laws that were in place because we knew who could take them. They were about the wars, the war in Vietnam. They were around things like that, things that actually made sense, that actually Congress could step up and do something about, and or they could make a change to public opinion. Right? Well, you can make a change now. It's really, seriously, you vote the right people in, right? You vote the right people in, they make the decisions, and if they don't, you get rid of them. Right? I mean, come on, give it some thought. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-72-5563. I love this stuff. Seriously, I love this stuff. You guys are sending me the stories during the show, which is why sometimes you'll hear me hesitate. The Representative Omar, you heard this say, right? Adams, there were 16 members of Congress that were arrested. Now, what they should have been inside. Not that I want this to go through, but they should have been inside writing legislation. They should have been inside writing bills that could be passed. You know, and the other thing, some of you heard or saw that the pictures that we saw were kind of sort of were a tad doctored. Right? These guys, there was nothing. They weren't in handcuffs. Is that arrested when you're not in handcuffs? I'm just asking. Now, you know as well as I do, if those are Republican representatives, they would have been hogtied. Come on, just be honest about it, right? Because there is a difference between the two groups. There is a difference of law, apparently, for Republicans and Democrats. Adam's staff confirmed her arrest in a tweet from her official account. Omar's office confirmed her arrest as well. I want to see the arrest report. No, really. Today I was arrested while participating in civil disobedience action while my fellow members of Congress outside the Supreme Court. I would continue to do everything in my power to raise the alarm about the assault. Well, you do it from inside. That's what you got elected to do. You didn't get elected to go protest. You got elected to go make changes, right? Come on, think it through. Capitol Police warned demonstrators that they would be taking action. It's against the law to block traffic, so officers... Oh! Unless you're BLM. Right? It's against the law to block traffic, unless you're fighting for something the left agrees with. Then you can lay in the streets all day. Minutes later, they announced that some of the demonstrators are refusing to get out of the street. So we're starting to make arrests. So let me see. The lawmakers participated in an illegal protest, right, and broke laws that they put in place. And they giggle and think it's funny. They're using their tax dollars, right? These police are taking time away from somebody else they could be doing to protect somebody else. They're wasting your tax dollars because they're protesting something they can actually change. Wow. I'm sorry. You can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense. Capitol Police later tweeted they arrested 34 people, which included the 16 members of Congress. You can see in a video AOC being led away by police with her arms behind her back. She wasn't in handcuffs. Because she would have been screaming. They had no right to handcuff me because I wasn't to do anything wrong. Freedom of speech is part of this country. Well, except if it's our speech. If it's our speech, it's not so free. It's not so right. It's not so okay. These people are amazing. They have no clue about the Constitution. How did you people elect these people? Joe, senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. That's right. If you're ignorant, if you don't know what's going on, you are part of the problem. It really is that simple for me. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Joins me every week to kind of keep us up on what's going on out there in the legal world, how he's protecting your rights and keeping the good fight up. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, let's do this, because last time we cut it close, What is PJI? What do you guys do over there?
Yeah. So PJI, or Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization, and we specialize in defending religious freedom for everyone, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. We're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We actually work hard across the country to make sure everyone gets help. No one's left on the side of the road. And we have more offices across the country than any other organization of our kind, bar none. Coast to coast, we have offices in 20 states, and it's growing. And we're having a real impact, and we're the ones that people can contact to know that we're going to go to bat for them and give them counsel and do so without charge. So if anyone needs assistance, they shouldn't hesitate to contact us. And they, of course, want to support our work. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, so their donation is completely tax deductible.
You know, when we started this, I think you only had two or three offices.
Right.
You know, so, and that was quite a few years ago. It shows you how much you've grown. And the need has grown. And actually, if you really think about it, you know, the stories that have gone from, you know, you protecting parents' rights, then religious rights, and then pastors. You went through a big cycle with pastors for a while there.
Yes, especially with the lockdown of the churches.
Yep.
We've done a tremendous amount. We're still actually also just defending pastors who are being criminally prosecuted in different parts of the country, not for having a church service, but for just simply openly sharing their faith or reading from the Bible in public places. Yep. It's really crazy. But, you know, we have a new case like that in Washington State. And
Did you take on that pastor that was reading in the park while they were having gay pride parade?
Yeah, that's our case. We took it on, and he's there reading in the Bible, and people in the gay pride parade didn't like him, and instead of being tolerant, they massed around him and threatened him, and police came, and instead of defending his right to be treated like any other citizen, they ordered him to leave and stop reading the Bible, and then he now has criminal charges against him, when the criminal charges should have been brought against the thugs, the intolerant, the thugs.
Well, did you see the video, Brad, with the people around him singing other things, quieting him down? Because God forbid anybody should hear God's words. It's terrible. Wouldn't want that now, would we?
Yeah, exactly. So that just shows you how powerful God's word is. If he had been reading Shakespeare or for the teachings of Hindu, or even Islam, we would not have been shut down. And I think that's just very telling of the deep spiritual nature of this whole issue, and why there's tremendous hypocrisy and intolerance from those who are from the radical LGBTQ movement, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is amazing to me to watch this happen on a regular basis. You have to scratch your head and go, my God, have they even read anything our founding fathers have written? Because I see it happen all the time on Facebook. Not that Facebook is a major thing in making decisions, but you watch people put up these things that they say their founding fathers said. I'm thinking, where did they find these? How did they find these? Right?
Right.
I don't know who's coming up with them. I don't know if they're purposely misleading. They're taking a sentence out of a full paragraph that one of our founding fathers said looked like they didn't want anything to do with religion. Because a lot of the stuff that they post on Facebook truly makes it look like our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with religion, you know, or God, for that matter.
Yeah, it's totally the opposite. Founding fathers were, either committed to their Jewish faith, or some were committed to their Jewish faith. The others, the majority, were Christians. A lot of pastors were founding fathers. And the others were, at the very least, committed deists, you know, clear belief in God. So if you read Washington's prayer, Washington's address, and the other writings of the founding fathers, it's very clear. Even Thomas Jefferson, some people would like to say that, you know, he was a deist or he wasn't a Christian, whatever. I mean, he's the one, when he was president, had Bibles printed and distributed to the Native Americans.
Yep.
So
Anyway, now, wait a minute, Brad. That sounds like misinformation because, I mean, can you use government money to print Bibles?
Well, he did. He did. So it is interesting. You know, they, from day one, opened their meetings in prayer. The Congress opened their meetings in prayer. And David Barton, actually, from Wall Builders, has excellent materials.
Yep.
And I encourage people, if they want to just really get truly educated about this issue, they should go to wallbuilders.org, probably. I think is their website, and they have great resources.
Well, you actually have churches or some churches coming against him, you know, on some of the stuff that he's putting out there, you know, saying that it's not quite true in our founding. I mean, seriously, churches coming out against this stuff. And I'm going, you know what, guys? You're really not helping yourself. You're so worried about the gospel that you're not teaching the gospel. You're not teaching everything Jesus told you to teach.
Yeah, well, I know David Barton for a long time. He's very thorough in his history. I think those that would be attacking him are those that are probably not, committed to the Bible or even a lot of fundamentals of the Orthodox Christianity, for that matter. So, but he's very highly respected and produces some really great validated historical materials.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to break. When we come back, there's a couple things I want to talk about. One is, I don't know how closely you're following the San Francisco DA, the new one, who is up there cleaning house with some of these, some of the DAs that she had, assistant DAs that she has up there. I don't know if she's doing any real cleaning of the streets yet. That'd be really cool to find that out. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. Listen, head up to the website. Sign up for the email blast. You know what? Check off the stories that you like. Be back in a few minutes. More Brad Dacus after this.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tens of millions of Americans are facing extreme heat today through the rest of the week. The heat expected to stick with folks through the rest of this week with very little relief in sight until next week. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa on ways you can avoid heat exhaustion.
Number one, the most important thing is limit your time outdoors. It only takes a matter of minutes before you can start to experience some of the heat-related symptoms. Also, you want to be careful between the hours of 11 and 3 where their most UV rays are emitted and also where it's the hottest. So be careful during 11 and 3 p.m.
The White House says President Biden will sign executive orders on climate change this week. The president attending a climate change event in Massachusetts tomorrow. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 754 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. I am Joe Masina, host. Always a pleasure. Where is the seat? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I felt like I was sitting at the kids' table there for a second. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution as a whole. Let me bring him on. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dinkins, joins us every week, kind of gives us some insights of what's going on in the law, what's happening, you know, all across the country. And Brad, what did you say, Brad? You have 20-some-odd offices now?
That's right. We have about 25 offices in 20 states across the country, coast to coast. And, you know, in fact, I just came back from Seattle this last weekend.
Oh, my God. Did you get disinfected when you came back?
Yeah. Then I'm going to be going out to Tennessee, meeting with some people. And we're, that's an exciting trip and a new opportunity for PGI to really serve a lot of people in that area as well.
That's cool. All right, so listen, let's hop back on this. In Los Angeles County, along with other counties up in the state of California, and I don't know if it's going to. What do we have? I think we have it in New York and a few other places. Right, they're forcing the masks back on. And I was talking to you during the break. I said, you know, if you get in front of a judge, you go, Judge, help me understand something, because I never really did well in science, but something I do know is that these viruses flourish in hot, sweaty environments, right? Hot, damp environments. And here you have, they're going to force you to have masks everywhere but in gyms and yoga studios. Why those two, I don't know, unless, you know, one of the bureaucrats has a stake in yoga studio chain or something like that. But it won't stop there because they're talking about big gatherings. You're going to be back to the churches either masked or, you know, I guess you can't be in church or something. I don't know. This is not going away, Brad.
Well, yeah, if they try to force churches to wear masks again, they're going to be in trouble. We at Pacific Justice Institute can easily test that, especially with some of the case law that we helped establish with our big Supreme Court win a little over a year ago on behalf of churches in California. where they closed the churches, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't treat churches differently. They are essential, and they must be open. I think the court would be just as disgruntled with Governor Gavin Newsom in the state of California if they suddenly started ordering everyone in a church to wear a mask, not to be able to sing or worship. Those are the kinds of things that we were dealing with in the past. And, you know, I like to think that the Supreme Court said has made its message very clear that churches have a distinctive free exercise First Amendment protection demanding a compelling state interest, not just a rational basis or whim from some public health officer or fake doctor from Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, and I look at that. I just scratched my head because, again, you're back at it again. Now, you were telling me during the break that when it comes to the mask mandates, especially for the kids, here in California, in the California Constitution, in the education portion, every child is entitled to, you know, to an education, right? And an equal education.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, that takes it to mean that you're supposed to be in a classroom, you're supposed to, but that's not going to happen this time. They're going to do the same thing they did the last time. If you have kids that don't want to wear masks, they're not going to throw them out of the class, or they're not going to throw them out of school. They're going to make them stay home and do it from their home. And I don't know how you fight this. I do not know how you make this better, if you would.
Yeah, the school district, the LA Unified School District, is insane if they do that, because they're shooting themselves in the foot by giving parents just another nice shove to take their kids out of public schools and put them in private schools, homeschool them, or work with their church to start a church homeschool co-op. We're seeing these homeschool co-ops, Joe, just blooming across the country, particularly in blue states, intolerant states like California. So I think it would be, you know, very much against their long-term interests of control and over children. If they do that, it's just going to be a shove for many parents who are going to say, that's it, that's the final straw. Let's pull
you're
our
kids. Giving them so much. You're giving them so much credit for being so smart and or aware. You know, I mean, Newsom just went to D.C. to pick up his award on education progress. For real, we found out that we have the worst literacy rate in the country. We're number 50. And yet Newsom's in D.C. picking up an award.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize before he's even sworn into office as president.
Oh, I know. Yep.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, we just like you so much. We know you're going to do great things. We're going to give you this award.
Oh, you did so great things, like, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of deaths and a lot of problems because of that, allowing ISIS to take over, et cetera. But in this scenario, it's very illogical that Newsom, the lead state that's failed in education and in so many ways should receive such an award. But the reality is California still hasn't learned its lesson. It's still moving towards heavy, heavy and radical indoctrination. And then when they pull stunts like requiring kids to wear masks, when there just isn't the science to support that, nor the need to support that, much less for children.
Well, matter of fact, you're seeing stuff coming up from the CDC and other medical agencies stating the opposite, that not only do they not work, but they can actually make it worse to a degree, especially for kids.
Well, yeah, they decrease the immunity, overall immunity, when children wear masks for a prolonged period like they do when they're at school, number one. Number two, it causes greater social disconnect, which, especially for young children, limits their social development as far as reading faces, communication, sensitivity to communication.
Yep.
It's very, very, actually very problematic because of what's happened to all these children in states like California. They're very dogmatic about it. And then, of course, unfortunately, you have the spike in suicide, which is directly correlated with those communities and states that had the children wearing a mask for the longer periods of time during the pandemic. And it's a very cold disconnect, and especially for children and early adolescents and adolescents, it can be very deadly in terms of being the tipping point for suicide. And the numbers don't lie. It's very dramatic, the increase. And and that is the primary tool. That's the primary point that most psychiatrists look to for the answer.
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more articles. It seems that doctors now are actually coming out in bigger numbers, bucking the system, going, no, this is not good. Matter of fact, I spoke to a few elementary school teachers earlier in the last week, actually, who said that they're seeing the results now of these kids that are having speech impediments, they're having trouble with the English language, and it was because they couldn't see your face. They couldn't see your facial expressions. They couldn't see your lips moving, if you would. So it was harder and harder and harder for those kids to really, catch on to the language, if you would.
Yeah. The scores for children have gone down. Their ability to learn and to listen is inhibited in these environments. It's sad, but unfortunately, we're just making the same mistake all over again. And once again, I think we're going to, if LAU does that and follows San Diego's lead, San Francisco does this, we're going to see more and more parents leaving those communities, leaving the state of California, and or choosing to homeschool, private school, or start church homeschool co-ops. They're all growing. All those categories are increasing in number.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we're going to see it continue to increase. If these school districts do not listen to science and doctors and statistics, and instead let their own union-driven, radical leftist social agenda dictate what they do as a cult, as opposed to intelligent, educated individuals looking at the information.
Yeah, I think, I was looking at numbers a week ago as to what's going on at LAUSD. That's the Los Angeles Unified School District people, and they had, 760,000 children in their district a couple of years ago. That number has dropped to a little over 500. That's almost 200,000 kids that have gone somewhere else, that have been pulled from those schools and actually gone somewhere else. So money-wise, I don't know how they keep it up. I don't know how the state's going to be able to keep that up. And at some point in time, the parents are going to rise up and down the state, not just in certain areas or in certain districts. And hopefully they'll be able to make that change. Joe Mazzito, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dinkins when we return.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I so much appreciate the time the two guys spent with me. Let me bring them back on. Brad Dakins, founder of Pacific Justice, who joins me like he does every week. We go through some of the crazy, not just the laws here in California, but in other states where it's getting worse and worse and worse as well. So, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh, it's great to be in the program always.
Okay, so in the story that can only come out of The Onion, we're looking at SB 103. You're calling it the kidnap bill. Tell people at a high level.
That's right.
Tell them what it's about, and then we'll hit on it.
Yeah, so it's SB 107. And
oh, 107, sorry.
Yeah, 107. And it's a bill that is shocking. It's the pro-kidnapper bill, because what it does is it makes it legal for a child to be kidnapped if the person kidnapping is doing so that the child can have their gender changed and with the hormones and permanent things done to their bodies. If that's the reason, then the kidnapper is off the hook. And get this, here's the real shocker. It's not just binding in California. This legislation would say that if someone is kidnapped, say, from a family in Texas, let's say a family moves to Texas and say, we're tired of this crazy stuff, let's move to Dallas. And let's say someone in California, relatives, goes out there and kidnaps the child, the 12-year-old, and takes the child back to California. Normally, when the child's kidnapped, you do Amber Alert, police are notified in all 50 states, okay? This law would say, no, this is the exception. The kidnapper is not prosecuted. In fact, law enforcement will not do anything to hinder this. The kidnapper is off free. The child has the procedure and the medical records. Medical notice will not be given to the parents. The parents will not even be entitled to look at the medical records to see what was done to their little boy or girl that's confused or, you know, who knows, or misled or deceived. So this is California. This is would touch on all 50 states. In the past, all 50 states respect orders from their courts for subpoenas or for across state lines for someone to be ordered to be brought back or to be violating the law, to them to be extradited back to the state to be criminally prosecuted. Oh no, this breaks that principle completely. California doesn't say, we're going to ignore all court orders for children to be given back to the state, extradition. No, we're going to ignore all of that. Our police are going to ignore it. And we're just going to do what we want, which is to push and promote children to have their gender changed or sex changed, come hell or high water. Who cares what parents think? And the long-term consequences. We, the state of California, and the leftist agenda know what's best.
Yeah, I'm amazed at this on so many different levels, and the fact that they could just go ahead and disregard a federal warrant. How does that happen? How can you actually do that? I mean, at that point, does the federal police come in? Does the FBI? Who comes in to make that right?
Right. Well, exactly. You can have the FBI come in, but California law enforcement will not cooperate with the FBI. They do the same thing with illegal immigrants who have criminal, trials. Oftentimes, state courts will have the defendant leave through the back door and escape so that the immigration authorities can't arrest them and hold them responsible for their actions. In the same way, this is in some ways it's similar. You have the entire state of California. All law enforcement will be bound not to cooperate with the FBI. Federal law enforcement.
So wait a minute. So law enforcement will be bound to break the law, because when a warrant's issued from a federal agency, you have to honor that, don't you?
This law will order law enforcement not to comply with any order from any court outside the state of California to force the child to be given back to the parents. I've never seen legislation deliberately protecting kidnapping, blatant kidnapping, and it's not, in a way, it's not just regular kidnapping that will have permanent, serious physical ramifications, including permanent sterilization of a child. I mean, this is actually grotesque abuse, and yet the state of California is becoming, a part of it by saying, hey, we're going to protect the kidnappers. You take the kids, you bring them into California. The kid wants to change their gender. You're protected, and we're not going to give the kids back. We're not going to let the parents know anything about the children's medical records or how they're doing or anything. It is very sick, very dangerous. We have Pacific Justice Institute are fighting it right now, very aggressively as we speak, at the state capitol in Sacramento. Through our Sacramento office, we filed a very intensive legal opinion letter. People can get it from our website if they want to look at it at pji.org. But if this becomes law, I can just say that this will not go unchallenged one way or the other.
Wow. I'm reeling here. My head is just swimming. You know, I did some stories last night about the Biden administration and the EPA and others ignoring the Supreme Court order. And they've openly said they're going to do it because they don't think it's right. And it's really funny because they're sitting here. Again, I say to you, this is where people don't get it. If the president and his local team in cabinet won't support or won't enforce the Supreme Court order, who does? The rule of law is gone.
It creates chaos, and chaos destroys nations, and it also destroys investment and capital investment, and it destroys the currency. So there's more to this than just, you know, golly gee, the president says he's not going to enforce it. This is goes totally against the whole concept of our three branches of government and the role of the judicial branch and the need for its decisions to be respected. It's very damaging. Also, there's something else I forgot to mention, and that is, let's say a mom and dad in the state of say, Tennessee, they're being investigated for sexually abusing their child, physically abusing their child, say they're on drugs. During this investigation, if they take the child to California and against the order of the court, where they're bringing under investigation and Child Protective Services is there, to rescue the kid, if they take the children to California, then to have the child's gender changed and organs cut off, then any order for coming from Tennessee will be ignored. Social workers will be ignored. These abusive parents will not be sent back to Tennessee. The child will not be sent back. No prosecution because they decided to make radical changes on their child. That's a get out of jail free, get out of prosecution free for people living in other states. That's exactly what the language says that can happen. Our attorneys are not sloppy. They look at it word for word, line by line. And we did a full legal analysis of opposition to it, spelling this out very clearly.
I'm swimming over here. I mean, I'm truly swimming in all of this because, again, that was what we had. That's all we really had was the rule of law. All we really had was the ability for the president to say, look, I tried to pass a law. I tried to do this. Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional. We'll have to revisit this. That's not what they do anymore. Now, when they get shot down, then what happens is they decide, okay, well, what are we going to listen to them for? We don't believe that they're right. We don't believe it's true. That's what creates the chaos, and that's what creates the issues that we have, is it not?
Yeah, you're right. And also, it makes government public schools in states outside of California more dangerous. So you have a child, attending school in Houston, Texas, in a public school. In the past, something happens. Worst case scenario, parents say, okay, this is enough is enough. I'm taking my kid out. We're going to move on and put the kid in a private school. In this scenario, let's say you have a zealous counselor who's just totally committed and sees this child, oh, they need to change their gender, oh, they need to, do this. That counselor can take that child out of that public school and drive the kid to California. And once in California, the kidnapping is protected. And there's a lot of liberal zealots in public school districts in cities like Dallas, Houston, Austin, St. Louis, Miami, et cetera, that could actually instantly become very dangerous to children if they decided to zealously carry out their rights under this bill if it becomes law. So
PJI.org people, check them out at PJI.org. The story I wanted to get to with you that I didn't was the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, because of the Supreme Court ruling on the EPA and some of the other stuff, they're going to start going at, they're working at this now. They're going to start using the Endangered Species Act, the ESA, to claim some of these wetlands in some of these areas so that the farmers and what have you can't use it. It's just amazing how far they'll go with this. PJI.org, people, PJI.org. Brad Dacus is there. Check it out. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Eight one eight.